Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh my God, Ross, total laid back.
The old man is in his element, and by that, I mean he's already half-titted, and this is before we've even had our starters. He stands up and raises his glass, his third toast in the last, like, 15 minutes. To new friends, he goes. Everyone is just like, to new friends, lifting their drinks in the air. Then he sort of, like, flops back down onto his seat again. Out of the corner of my mouth, Surika tells me she's, oh my God, so embarrassed. I'm like, what are you embarrassed about? I told you it was black tie, she goes. Because, you know, out of the 100 or so people who were seated for dinner, I'm the only one who's wearing just a Leinster jersey and chinos. I'm there, I thought you just said it was a formal dinner.
And what do you think formal dinner means, she goes.
I don't know, one way you're on your best behaviour. Don't talk with your mouth full. Don't take food from anyone else's plate without asking them first and blah, blah, blah.
You fucking know what formal means, Ross. You got dressed up for Jamie Heaslip's big night.
She's talking about the night that me and Usheen blagged our way into the Leinster Awards Ball in the Mansion House to see the big man collect the Player of the Year award. I'm tempted to point out that she's not Jamie Heaslip, but I'm not sure it would do anything to advance my case. She's not the only one at the table who's, like, fixated with what I'm wearing, by the way. Feodor is just, like, staring at my jersey, or, more specifically, the yellow harp on my right pec. He's obviously finding it, what's the word, triggering? Raisa, sitting next to him, is acting like she's totally oblivious to it. And, yeah, no, I decide to just, like, brazen it out as well. I'm there, it's great to get out of the house, isn't it, Raisa? You look fantastic, by the way. I love your dress, and I mean that genuinely. She just, like, glowers at me. To my right, I've got Gordon Greenhall, the Minister for Housing, Planning and Local Government, who's brought his foxy but equally irritating daughter, Lychee, as his plus one.
Oh my God, Ross, she goes. Can you do that again?
I'm like, do what again?
When you told Raisa that she looked well, you sort of, like, made your pectoral muscles move?
That was like an unconscious thing. So fucking what? She shows me her phone.
I just had to film it, she goes. To put it on, like, TikTok?
Fucking millennials.
She goes, excuse me?
Because it seems that I said it out loud. I'm there, we're not all like actors in the fucking movie of your life, Lychee. All of a sudden, at the next table, the famous President Putin dude stands up. He looks like he's had a skinful as well. As a matter of fact, my old man puts his hand underneath the dude's elbow to steady him as he gets to his feet. The old dear taps her fork off her glass. She's either asking for silence or letting the sommelier know that she needs a top-up. She ends up getting both.
Well, good evening, Putin goes.
You know, he's fucking mashed all right. His interpreter stands up beside him and starts translating. He's like, good evening. Everyone laughs because it's the same thing as his boss just said. Putin launches into this, like, long and rambling speech then. When he eventually stops to take a breath, the interpreter goes,
when I first come to Ireland, I do not expect to like very much. I think it's backwards country with backwards people. Also, lots of rain and the women so ugly as to make you sick in your stomach.
I watch the old man and Hennessy both nod, like the dude has said something of, I don't know, real significance. Off he goes again. 60 seconds of blah, blah, blah in Russian before the interpreter goes,
but in the days that I have spent here, I have fallen a little bit in love with Ireland. Not just the country, but also the people, who are very much like Russians, in that they always wear shit clothes and they are miserable when they are not drinking the alcohol.
Everyone laughs. I don't think he was joking, though.
On my trip, the dude continues, I met a very special man who extended the hand of friendship to me and all of Russians. That man is Charles O'Carroll Kelly. He is a strong leader, much like me. Our countries have very much in common, and I hope through my growing friendship with this man, Russia and Ireland can forge a special relationship.
I'll drink to that,
the old man shouts, attempting to get to his feet, but failing. It's Putin's turn again. He bangs on for another 30 seconds. Then the interpreter goes,
I would like to mark my visit with a special award for my friend. That is why I'm proud to give to Charles today.
Putin reaches into the pocket of his tux and whips out a little box. And the interpreter dude goes,
the Order of Friendship.
There are like gasps all around the room. It's obviously a pretty big deal. The old man stands up and puts his hand over his heart. For a second, I'm wondering, is his ticker going to give way again?
What an honor, he goes,
as Putin opens the box and whips the thing out. It's like a medal on a long piece of red ribbon.
A signal honor! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
The old man dips his head and Putin hangs the thing around his neck. Lychee stands up then and she's like,
oh my God, I missed that. Can you do that again?
Except everyone just ignores her and she sits back down again.
I thought we were going to do presents after dinner, the old man goes. But seeing as you've given me this wonderful gift, I should like to reciprocate now by presenting you with a gift of my own.
Ronan is sitting next to Shadden at the same table. The old man gives him the nod, and Ro reaches underneath his chair before whipping it out. Yeah, no, it's the famous Book of Kells. He hands it to the old man.
Can you please explain to President Putin that this is the Book of Kells? The old man goes. It's more than 1,000 years old. I don't know much more about it than that, just that it's one of our country's most priceless treasures, and I'd like you to have it as a token of our new-found friendship.
He hands it across the table to the dude, while the interpreter fills him in on the story. Putin just, like, stares at the thing. You can tell he's disappointed, and you wouldn't fucking blame him. I remember Surika buying me a Harry Potter book for Christmas once after I made some comment about possibly wanting to improve my mind. Poor Putin is obviously going through pretty much the same thing as I went through then. I don't care how old the thing is. A book is the shittest present you can give someone, and I genuinely, genuinely mean that. Everyone waits for the dude to say something by way of thanks. After like 10 seconds of silence, he mutters something under his breath, and the interpreter goes,
President Putin has asked me to say that the Order of Friendship is a very, very special honor, and this book you have given him in return does not please him.
He's totally within his rights to say it as well. I remember saying something similar to Surika, and she practically fucked the gift receipt at me. As it turned out, the shop would only give me a credit note, so I exchanged it for 3 black Sharpies, which me and JP used to write slanderous things about Blackrock College on every bus shelter between Temple Hill and the Horseshoe House the night before the 2005 Leinster School Senior Cup Final. I've heard a few people say that it was one of the reasons Blackrock lost. There ends up being like silence in the room. Surika goes,
oh my God, I can't believe he's not happy with the actual Book of Kells. I can't believe I missed another moment, Lychee goes.
And I'm there, have your phone ready, from the look on his face. I think he's going to fuck it across the table at him.
Like I said, the old man goes, it's a very, very important book. I think it might even be the oldest book in the world.
Putin mutters something else to the interpreter, who goes,
President Putin has asked me to say that this afternoon he visited the wonderful passage grave at Newgrange. He would consider this to be a suitable gift from Ireland as a sign of our friendship.
You want me to give you Newgrange?
The old man goes. Putin just nods.
And what would you do? The old man goes. Just dig it out and then ship it back to Mother Russia?
The interpreter goes,
President Putin says this will not be a difficulty. He can send men who will do this work. The old man looks across the table at Hennessy, who just shrugs his shoulders like he couldn't give a fuck one way or the other.
It's yours, the old man goes. Take it whenever you wish.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.